Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, I have a fabulous guest for you. Marina Bariva is here, and I'm going to introduce Marina in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank you for being here. I am so honored that you spend your precious time with me here on the show. You know, I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed because I know that time is our most precious asset. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping other people live their dream. And perhaps that's you. That's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, make sure you check out the show page before you leave today. I always put the link to my guest, their website, and if they have a free gift, that's on there as well as links to connect with me. You should just have to click on the links and magically you will be there. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest for today. Marina Bariva is an international portrait photographer based in Beijing, China. She's also the host of a popular podcast, Marketing for Creatives, where she brings the experts and other creatives to share their experiences in business and marketing. Marina is known as an authority in helping entrepreneurs become influencers in their niche. She has been featured in such media as Art People, CCTV, China Radio International, and others. As a creative marketer, she's always busy with innovative projects. She's organized and hosted online conferences like Lady Photographer, a fashion show called New Year Queen, and was part of an art project for the Beijing Design Week. Marina helps people to do what they love and grow a business at doing it. Join me now in welcoming Marina Bariva to the show. Well, welcome, Marina. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm really excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for inviting me. I'm excited to share my knowledge with the audience today.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Russia, but now I live in China, in Beijing. And people usually ask me, how come? What do you do in China? So I'm a photographer and I do photography here. When I was in Russia, I was doing modeling as my hobby. But when I came here, I turned more to full-time and I really enjoy this work because I can work with people and because I work on another side of the camera. When I photograph people, I can help them to, you know, like to make them feel comfortable, to show their emotions. And I specialize on professionals photos and glamour photos. And professionals photos is what entrepreneurs need. And I also host the Marketing for Creatives podcast. I share creative ideas how people can market their businesses.
Yes, and I've listened to some of your podcasts and they're really interesting shows. I'm going to have to go back and listen to a few more. There's so many things that you do, Marina. How did you start?
With podcasting or photography?
With anything. I mean, how did you become an entrepreneur in the first place? I mean, because maybe you've always had that entrepreneur spirit. Some people never have a regular job, so to speak. They're always an entrepreneur. Was that the case with you?
That was a weird story. I had a full-time job 10 years ago. And then was a time when I wanted to go abroad. I wanted to go to US. And I was just, you know, like, my flight was just after 3 days when I got my visa. So I had to decide what to do and what to do with my job. If I leave for a few months, what should I do? And I was sitting and thinking, and my mom asked me, so why do you have this job? I'm like, just to have it, you know, because everyone have a job. everyone go to work. And she was like, well, then is the only one reason? Then quit. Because whatever happened, I believe in God. So she was like, you'll get a new opportunity. God will bless you with something new. Or maybe you'll go back to your job if nothing happens. Who knows? And I'm like, okay, it was so scary. And that time it was 2008. And when I got back home, there was a financial crisis and I couldn't find any job. So I became a full-time freelancer. I was doing web design. So web design was my work. Modeling was my hobby. And then I was like, what am I doing here in Russia? It's so boring. So I booked for myself ticket to China. I came here. It was a crazy trip. And after that, after 1 month spending in China, when I got back home, I thought like, I have even more nothing to do. And I booked for myself a one-way ticket and just came here. And I thought like, maybe I will leave soon. Maybe I will leave soon. And I'm here already for 8 years. It's crazy. But then I'm like, when you're a freelancer, you already work for yourself. And I'm like, I need to do it as a business. I need to turn it somehow to a business thing. And doing web design, I've done, you know, a lot of work near my computer. And I'm like, I'm pretty woman spending my life near laptop. No, I want to work with people. And because I love modeling and acting and all of those things, and I do love like cinematic stuff, and I love photography, and I fell in love with this. So I just like, I want to be a professional photographer. I started learning from different people all around the world. And with the new technologies, you can take classes anywhere. So when I was in China, I assist, I tried, I work, and here we are. I'm a professional photographer. I just got awarded for my outstanding work here. And so happy with my work.
You know, that's a wonderful example, Marina, of taking your passion and making that your life, your life's work that brings you money and pays the bills and all of that. And it can be done.
Yeah, exactly. So I think everyone can do this.
Yeah.
It's not so difficult, but it takes the courage to make the decision that I want to be an entrepreneur. And I traveled a lot. I love traveling. And people are like, how do you travel? It's so scary. I just buy a one-way ticket. And then I buy a ticket to another place and maybe then a ticket back to somewhere. You just have to do things.
Yeah. It's to just do it. So if you're starting with someone, so you know, you started from, you know, you had a JOB at one point and then you got into, you know, your entrepreneur stuff, but then you still have to get out there so people can find you, so people know that you're out there and do what you do. How did you begin that, or how do you help people to begin building that credibility when you're kind of starting from square one?
That was difficult for me. And I went through so many challenges. And because I was traveling, I had to start all over many times. There was a time when I had my online photography school that allowed me to travel all over the world. And then there's, again, another between countries problems, and I had to close it. And again, you need to start all over. So years by years, I just developed the system which I can basically, if now I will need to go to, I don't know, US, Canada, or any other countries, and start from very, very zero, when nobody knows me, when I, you know, I'm a new person there. I would do the same things. And for your listeners, if they have their knowledge, that's good. And even if they start from completely zero, like they just dream, I want to have a business. You have your passion about something. Like that time when I had a passion for photography and became a professional photographer, you need to define, okay, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? It's okay just to have it like very basic if you're not sure, because entrepreneurial journey is so challenging. And I swear you will change your plan many, many times, because it's just like, it's a roller coaster. today's one thing's happen, tomorrow another one. But it's very, very interesting. And
that's so true. I mean, you talk about the changes and, you know, we go on detours all the time, but you know, if you just, you follow, in my mind, it's kind of about clarity and following your heart or your soul, your life's work. If you are following that, you might take detours along the way, but you finally get there. So what was your experience with that, Marina?
Well, because I loved modeling, I loved acting, and I loved photography, I just choose one of them. I choose photography. But I also tried many things, even in photography. Like I tried all kinds of food photography, events, weddings, portraits, fashion. And then I picked which is more interesting to me. Mm. If someone will tell me, why don't you shoot weddings these days? You can make a lot of money. I'm like, I don't like to shoot weddings. I can shoot a small one, which in the end of the day will be like, you know, like a love story. But the big one, don't give me money. I don't want to do this. I'd rather shoot my portraits. I'll make my clients happy and everything will be just perfect. And the same thing for your listeners. Try as many things as you can if you're not sure. If you picked your passion, just go for that. Because it's very important when you understand what do you want to do, who do you want to be, then it will be easier for you to find clients, to align your marketing, to build your brand, and to build a business around that.
I really like that. Because, and I don't know, do you have salad bars in China or even in Russia? Are you familiar with
what that is? That?
A salad bar is where there's all these makings for a salad that are on this big long table of things. And then you just take what you want from it, right? To make your salad at the end. And I've used this saying probably all my life. I would always say, life is like a salad bar and I want to taste it all. So it's, you know, it's picking out things. It's trying different things because you've probably always got that general underlying theme, that passion that drives you. But doing other things helps you to really hone in on what you love. Because if you do something that you might be passionate about, but you don't really love it, life isn't going to be so much fun, is it?
For sure. Yes. You need to enjoy your life. And you need to look for things which you're passionate about. So many times people get confused, this thing is going to bring me money, mm-hmm. but I don't really like doing that. If you don't really like doing this, one day you will wake up and I'm like, you will not want to do it anymore. Yeah. Because that's not your passion. Yeah. To be an entrepreneur, it means to love what you do because you have ups and downs. And in your down moments, probably you don't know who will come to pick you up. And sometimes you need to do it by yourself.
Mm. So if you are working with someone, say, about, you know, getting started as an entrepreneur and they're going through the clarity piece and what they really want, what their true passion really is, and they might do, you know, different things along the way. What comes next? Say they decide, like when you decided, Marina, when you decided that photography really is what you want to pursue, and not all kinds of photography, but certain things that really made you happy, then what did you do next? I mean, what was sort of the next step?
Then you need to put together kind of your authority image, whatever your experience have, if you've been working with some clients or work in the company and you have the experience, you can put this into kind of your portfolio. You put what do you want to do, what is going to be about, what clients do you have or did you work with, if you have your case studies. If you start completely from zero, like that time, I just decided I want to do photography. Of course, I didn't have any portfolios. I just, you know, I'm getting my experience. In that case, I would really, really recommend you to come up with a project. It's the easiest way to create a portfolio from like very zero. You need to have some certain experience in your area. And then think about what you can do. Let's say you want to be a fitness coach. And you, of course, you go to the gym, you have a little bit of experience. Think about what type of influencers in your area you can get involved, who can be your potential clients, like your ideal client's image. And let's come up with a project right now. Let's say I want to coach who? Fat women, so they will get slim, right?
Okay. That's a huge issue. And it, I don't know if it is in China, but it is here in the US that people want to lose weight. They want to be in better shape.
Mm-hmm. In China, a lot of people are slim. So let's talk about US. You want to work with the fat people who want to get slim and pretty and whatever. So more likely your market is going to be, let's say, women. Maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 years old. And they are fat. So you come up with a project. I'm going to work with 10 women within 1 month. Like, lose weight within 1 month. A challenge. And then you look for those influencers who you can bring to them, to your project. And when I talk about the influencers, usually people think about, you know, like superstars, those, I don't know, Lady Gaga or whatever you have. But actually, there are people who can bring you to their markets. Those are such community managers. Or like a lady with, maybe she has a small Instagram account, but she's very engaged with that. Those people are editors in the magazines. Those people are bloggers. Those are Facebook group community managers. So you go to different communities and try to bring the main people from those communities. You do a few things with this. For example, if you bring the editor in your project, you can talk the editor of the magazine, or maybe on the person like write for online stuff. You can ask if they can share your experiment on their website. Even if they want, they will talk about it within their communities. If you, for example, bring a mom who has a Facebook group, she probably will share with their people. If you bring another influencer from Instagram, who has maybe 5,000 followers or even 2,000 followers, but she's very engaged in her community, then again, you got an access to a bunch of new people who will know about it. And then you put all those people together, you finish your project, and here are a few things. One, you talk about your project with enthusiasm. And it's so much interesting than, you know, I would come to you and say, Bonnie, you know, I'm starting a new business and I need a portfolio of clients. Would you mind to be my kind of clients and write me a testimonial? And you'll be like, you know, probably not. I'm busy. But if I come to you, Bonnie, you know, I got the exciting project. I'm going to work with 10 best women in our community, and I would like to invite you to be part of this project. It's just only 30 days. In 30 days, I promise you, you'll be in shape, you will look beautiful, and you don't need to pay for this, because I just want to create this project. It just, you know, like, it's in my heart. And you'll be, wow, I will be 10 best person in our community, I will get in shape in a month, and I don't need to pay for this. Probably I'm going to be in, right?
Yeah.
That sounds more interesting. And when you finish the project, ask those people if they can give you the testimonial. Testimonials are brilliant things. Because if one thing, if you talk about your business, but if someone talk about you, and especially those little influencers, Can you imagine how much power it has? When you will talk to someone, when I will talk to someone, I'm a fitness coach. Oh, you know, I work with Bonnie and she got so great results. I can show you her pictures. I can show you before and after. Now she looks gorgeous. And some of your friends will see the picture. I'm like, wow, I want to be like Bonnie. I like her figure now. And you will get the trust. And also you can use these testimonials on your website, in your marketing copies, or on your social media. It's like very, very easy way to get the new portfolio.
Yeah, you know, I so agree with that. Social proof is so important. And when you get social proof from people who have another audience that they can share that social proof with in addition to what you're doing, that just, you know, it just multiplies your reach. It expands your reach, doesn't it?
Exactly. When I photograph people, 9 of the 10 update their photo on social media the next day or even the same day when they get the photos. And of course, everyone see that. Who took your photo? Oh, she did it. And I got the referral client. Isn't it good?
Yeah. You know, let's just kind of a little segue kind of along this topic of expanding your reach. How have you used, because I know you do a podcast and you are a guest on other people's podcasts, how do you market yourself using podcasting as a medium?
That's very interesting. Well, let's say you finish, for example, your project and you have different stories. I can talk about my clients. I can talk about my projects. And then I start to reach people and think about how I can bring value to those people. Whatever you do, whatever you want to connect to people, those people like influencers, media, or others who you know you can collaborate with and do something more for your business, try to bring value first. Think about what from your knowledge, from your stories, from your experience will bring value to other audience. If, for example, I came to you, I could say that, Bonnie, I can share with your people how to become an influencer or how to start a new portfolio or how to start with their marketing. And if you didn't cover these topics, you may think like, that can be useful for my audience, right? The same thing when you would do with the magazine, online magazine or offline magazines. Can you share your story with them? How can you make their life easier? How can you share something that will be useful or interesting or fun for their audience? A lot of people make a mistake when they pitch media or podcasts and they ask to talk about themselves. Oh, you know, Bonnie, I'm so cool. I'm a photographer. I live in China. You just have to. You cannot miss the opportunity to interview me because I'm so cool. Why don't you want to interview me? Bonnie, you have to. And so on. No, value comes first.
You know, that's so interesting that you say that, Marina, because I just sent a message back to somebody, and this is an agency that pitches their clients to potential podcast hosts. And you can tell it's a templated email that you get, and they don't know a thing about me, but they talk all about their client. That's exactly what you're talking about. And to me as a podcast host, and probably to you too, that's a little irritating, isn't it? That it's like, okay, do your homework. And so I sent this person back a message and I said, I don't hold it against your client because they're just hiring you to do this, but you're doing your client a disservice by doing it this way. And she actually took my advice, and then you could tell that she then checked it out and said, oh yeah, you're this, this, and this. But it's like, I get that stuff all the time. Do you get that all the time as a podcast host?
A lot. People pitch you, oh, can I do a guest post? I'm like, actually, I have a podcast. Why do you pitch me for writing materials? Do a little bit of homework. Mm-hmm. Or can we talk about Bitcoins? Like, that's not my audience at all. Yeah. Why would I talk about Bitcoins? And it's not even good for you. You come to my audience, you want to gain, I don't know, buy, sell your service or if someone would come to you and just, I don't know, check your website, download your materials, why would they come, my small business owners, to your Bitcoins community? It's a completely different thing. No, do a little bit of homework.
Yeah.
Think about what audience those people serve. And then come with them, come with your proposal, how you can help them, how you can help this audience.
That is such good advice. You know, and we've talked about so many awesome things. I could probably talk to you for hours longer, but I know the show must come to an end at some point. But I always want to make sure that our listeners have something important to leave with, because I know life is busy and their brains are probably full of stuff already. Anyway, what's the one thing, Marina, that you really want our listeners to take away from our conversation today?
Wow, what a great question. We talk about so many things, but from all of this thing, if you would remember one thing, I would encourage you to come up with a project, whatever you always wanted to do. Think about it. It's not that hard. It may be a little bit scary, but it will give you several things. One, look for those people who you want to work with. Sometimes as business owners, we start working with people, but in our dreams, we want to work with other clients. So think how you can bring in those people. The second thing, when you finish the project, think what media will be interested in sharing the story. Because this is experience. It's fun. It's something which not many people do. And third one, when you finish the project, take a courage to reach out those medias and get to many publications as you can. It will be very helpful and it's very easy. One project, simple, something that you're passionate about. And when you're passionate about your work, people will feel, people will want to help you. You will see that.
Oh, the great, great golden nugget to leave with our audience. You know, to me, it's all about energy. And that's kind of what, you know, you're talking about here. People will, you put it out there and follow your passion and it comes back to you. So thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I know that people are going to want more of you, Marina. So tell us how they can get more of you, find out more about your services and the work that you do and how they could connect with you. And I know that you have an awesome gift for our guests as well. Thank you so much for that. Certainly, you can mention that as well. And I will put the link to your website and to your gift, make that available to our listeners.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for this opportunity to share experience with your audience. And you can find me anywhere across the web as Marina Bereva. It's so difficult for people to spell it. It's MarinaBareyeva. There's my website. There's my social media. If you want to get more interaction, we like to talk on Instagram. And if you want to see what type of influencer you are as an entrepreneur, you can go to marinabareyeva.com/influencer. There's a quick test, answer a few questions, and you will get the detailed guides on where you are right now and what will help you to get to the next level.
And thank you so much for that amazing gift. And as I mentioned, I will put the links to both of those things, your website and to your free gift, on the show page. And so wherever you're listening to this show, just check the show page and you should just be able to click on it and magically you'll be there. So I want to thank you so much for your time today, Marina. I know that you're a busy person, and I know that it's very late where you are. It's 11:30?
It's midnight.
Midnight. So I so appreciate you staying up late to get on and record this podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise as an entrepreneur.
Bonnie, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so happy that you allow me to share this message and help other people. So I'm willing to stay for that till late. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.